This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarusian opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya says she's ready to become the leader of the country following a disputed election that ignited massive protests after longtime President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Lukashenko on Monday rejected holding another vote. He indicated he was willing to consider sharing power, but not under pressure from street protests. Tsikhanouskaya spoke in a video message released from Lithuania. She said she's ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader, creating in the shortest time, she said, the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections. She also called on the Belarusian military to join the protesters. On Sunday, as many as 200,000 protesters marched in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, far outnumbering the crowd of Lukashenko supporters who also marched. It was the biggest demonstration in the history of the former Soviet Republic. The country's Central Election Commission said that after all ballots were counted in the August 9th election, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes and Tsikhanouskaya took 9.9%. State television presenters in Belarus are signing off for good, fed up with putting a positive spin on the country's turmoil as some of their viewers take a beating while protesting what they believe to be a rigged presidential election. The television personalities are joining a growing number of police officers and factory workers who are walking off the job to send a message to the government of Lukashenko. At least six on-air presenters have resigned in recent days from the state broadcasting company. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.